The under-12 were first off this morning, and Adam McGeever of the Triple Eight Club took the first place in the top of the podium in that under-12 time trial, and that was enough to lift him well up, back up in the GC again. He's back up in the top 10 in the GC after having a mechanical yesterday coming near the finish line. And he'd be delighted with that, and he'd be delighted won that time trial and got himself back in the running. And I suppose the real local story there is Conor Gallagher of our own Argyll Club, who took fifth in time trial this morning. That was enough to lift him to second place overall in that race. He's 25 seconds down on Adam Gilsonan, who's a County Meath cyclist. He's a really strong cyclist, but Conor will be delighted with that. And it gets him in a good position as we go into today's stage three, which is on at the minute. The under 14 this morning, Conor's brother Cahill, the top local rider. He took seventh in that, and that has held him onto his seventh place in GC. He's sitting quite comfortably there, also with 25 seconds down on the leader. And that's going to be an interesting race today. But the under 14 race yesterday was extremely fast. There were 20 riders getting away. There's 88 in that race, 20 riders getting away, and their lap times were phenomenal, way up again on last year's times. For everybody in that group, it's been an education for them. It's been a test of their legs, and Keelogues Hill this afternoon will test those again. The under-16 race has been tougher on the local riders. The field this year is full of, I suppose, as you've said, the international youth, or the international riders have come in really strong in that under-16 race. I suppose the leaders at the minute are, well, they're Irish. Shane Ryle has been cycling for the National Youth Academy, and Brendan Flanagan cycling for Cycling Ulster. They're taking first and second in both time trial and the stage, and they're sitting now with Brendan Flanagan, who's riding for Cycling Ulster, leading that race. The local riders, Adam Ward from Oma, is in sixth place, and PGA Dugan is in ninth place. Connor Halvey, also the Argyll Club, is in 13th place. So that's the top of the local riders. It's been fast and furious this morning. Stage three of the under-12s has just finished. I don't have any results to Hanford yet, but I know Conor Gallagher was third across the line, so hopefully that's going to keep him up there in second overall. Racing has been suspended now for a couple of hours out here due to the funeral in the locality, and we're going to delay things by a couple of hours, and we'll be back on the road again hopefully about 5 o'clock or 5:30, and we'll get the under-14s and the under-16 races on the road at that stage. And I suppose anybody that's around the area and finished doing what they've been doing for the morning and the afternoon, it'll be a good place to spend your evening on the top of Keelogues, because even for the 12s who have just finished, the atmosphere has been wonderful up here. We'll hope to see a crowd here for the rest of the evening.
So overall, James, things going according to plan?
Yeah, going according to plan now. They've gone very well. The entries are well up. The entry lists have been up. And the numbers are improved every year on year. The standard has gone up year on year. And Cycling Ireland, Cycling Ulster have their teams here. The foreign visitors, you know, the South Africans and the Belgians, the Royal Isle of Man, they're all here with strong teams this year. So the standard's really, really good. I think as a club, we've grown into hosting the event, and the events run at a very high standard at this stage. Everybody seems to be enjoying themselves. The atmosphere is good about the village. And look, we're just hoping that we've won injuries. We've won. Jake Ferry has gone to hospital yesterday afternoon with a broken wrist. Other than that, all the other riders are riding safe and well, and we hope that continues with again. And we'll get the two under-16s and under-14s finished this evening, and we'll get to Letterkenny tomorrow morning for the other real spectator stage. But yeah, things going very well now.
That starts at 9:30 tomorrow in Letterkenny, is that correct?
That's actually been brought forward. It's going to start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.